Section 21, Looking Forth for the Great Day of the Lord to Come. Reading assignment, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29, verses 9 through 29. Section 34, verses 5 through 12. Section 45, verses 16 through 75. Section 88, verses 86 through 99. Section 101, verses 22 through 34, and Section 133. The Doctrine and Covenants provides a wealth of information about the Second Coming, the events that will precede it, and the thousand years of peace that will begin when the Savior comes again. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29, verses 9 through 11, Section 34, verses 7 through 12, Section 45, verses 44 through 54, Section 49, verses 6 through 7, and Section 133, verses 46 through 53. Page 13. What do these passages teach about the Savior's second coming? The Savior's second coming will usher in the thousand-year period called the millennium. What will life on earth be like during the millennium? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 45, verses 58 through 59, and Section 101, verses 23 through 34. How can this knowledge about the millennium be a blessing in your life now? What can you do in your life now to prepare for the second coming? See the scripture chain below. Scripture chain, preparing for the second coming. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 27, verses 15 through 18. Section 43, verses 20 through 23. Section 45, verses 32, 35, and verses 56 through 57. Section 101, verses 22 through 23. And Section 133, verses 4 through 5, and verse 11. Scriptures relating to Section 21, Looking Forth for the Great Day of the Lord to Come. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29, verses 9 through 11. 9. For the hour is nigh, and the day soon at hand, when the earth is ripe. And all the proud and they that do wickedly shall be as stubble, and I will burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that wickedness shall not be upon the earth. 10. For the hour is nigh, and that which was spoken by mine apostles must be fulfilled, for as they spoke, so shall it come to pass. 11. For I will reveal myself from heaven with power and great glory, with all the hosts thereof, and dwell in righteousness with men on earth 1,000 years, and the wicked shall not stand. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 34, verses 7 through 12. 7. For behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, the time is soon at hand, that I shall come in a cloud with power and great glory. 8. And it shall be a great day at the time of my coming, for all nations shall tremble. 9. But before that great day shall come, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon be turned into blood, and the stars shall refuse their shining, and some shall fall, and great destructions await the wicked. 10. Wherefore lift up your voice and spare not, for the Lord God hath spoken. Therefore prophesy, and it shall be given by the power of the Holy Ghost. 11. And if you are faithful, behold, I am with you until I come. 12. And verily, verily, I say unto you, I come quickly. I am your Lord and your Redeemer. Even so, amen. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 45, verses 44 through 54. 44. And then shall they look for me, and behold, I will come, and they shall see me in the clouds of heaven, clothed with power and great glory, with all the holy angels, and he that watches not for me shall be cut off. 45. But before the arm of the Lord shall fall, an angel shall sound his trump, and the saints that have slept shall come forth to meet me in the cloud. 46. Wherefore, if ye have slept in peace, blessed are you. For as you now behold, and know that I am, even so ye shall come unto me, and your soul shall live, and your redemption shall be perfected, and the saints shall come forth from the four quarters of the earth. 47. Then shall the arm of the Lord fall upon the nations. 48. And then shall the Lord set his foot upon this mount, and it shall cleave in twain, and the earth shall tremble and reel to and fro, and the heavens also shall shake. 49. And the Lord shall utter his voice, and all the ends of the earth shall hear it, and the nations of the earth shall mourn, and they that have laughed shall see their folly. 50. And calamity shall cover the mocker, and the scorner shall be consumed, and they that have watched for iniquity shall be hewn down and cast into the fire. 51. And then shall the Jews look upon me and say, What are these wounds in thine hands and in thy feet? 52. Then shall they know that I am the Lord, for I will say unto them, These wounds are the wounds with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. I am he who was lifted up. I am Jesus that was crucified. I am the Son of God. 53. And then shall they weep because of their iniquities. Then shall they lament because they persecuted their king. 54. And then shall the heathen nations be redeemed, and they that knew no law shall have part in the first resurrection, and it shall be tolerable for them. Doctrine and Covenants, section 49, verses 6 through 7. 6. And they have done unto the Son of Man even as they listed, and he has taken his power on the right hand of his glory, and now reigneth in the heavens, and will reign till he descends on the earth, to put all enemies under his feet, which time is nigh at hand. 7. I, the Lord God, have spoken it, but the hour and the day no man knoweth, neither the angels in heaven, nor shall they know it until he comes. Doctrine and Covenants, section 133, verses 46 through 53. 46. And it shall be said, Who is this that cometh down from God in heaven with dyed garments, yea, from the regions which are not known, clothed in his glorious apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength? 47. And he shall say, I am he who spake in righteousness, mighty to save. 48. And the Lord shall be red in his apparel, and his garments like him that treadeth in the wine vat. 49. And so great shall be the glory of his presence, that the sun shall hide his face in shame, and the moon shall withhold its light, and the stars shall be hurled from their places. 50. And his voice shall be heard, I have trodden the winepress alone, and have brought judgment upon all people, and none were with me. 51. And I have trampled them in my fury, and I did tread upon them in mine anger, and their blood have I sprinkled upon my garments, and stained all my raiment, for this was the day of vengeance which was in my heart. 52. And now the year of my redeemed is come, and they shall mention the loving kindness of their Lord, and all that he has bestowed upon them, according to his goodness, and according to his loving kindness, forever and ever. 53. In all their afflictions he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them, and in his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and bore them, and carried them all the days of old. Doctrine of Covenant, section 45, verses 58 through 59. 58. And the earth shall be given unto them for an inheritance, and they shall multiply and wax strong, and their children shall grow up without sin unto salvation. 59. For the Lord shall be in their midst, and his glory shall be upon them, and he will be their king and their lawgiver. Doctrine and Covenant, section 101, verses 23 through 34. 23. And prepare for the revelation which is to come, when the veil of the covering of my temple and my tabernacle, which hideth the earth, shall be taken off, and all flesh shall see me together. 24. And every corruptible thing, both of man, or of the beast of the field, or of the fowls of the heavens, or of the fish of the sea, that dwells upon all the face of the earth, shall be consumed. 25. And also that of elements shall melt with fervent heat, and all things shall become new, that my knowledge and glory may dwell upon all the earth. 26. And in that day the enmity of man, and the enmity of beast, yea, the enmity of all flesh, shall cease from before my face. 27. And in that day whatsoever any man shall ask, it shall be given unto him. 28. And in that day Satan shall not have power to tempt any man. 29. And there shall be no sorrow, because there is no death. 30. In that day an infant shall not die until he is old, and his life shall be as the age of a tree. 31. And when he dies, he shall not sleep, that is to say in the earth, but shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye, and shall be caught up, and his rest shall be glorious. 32. Yea, verily I say unto you, in that day when the Lord shall come, he shall reveal all things. 33. Things which have passed, and hidden things, which no man knew, things of the earth, by which it was made, and the purpose, and the end thereof. 34. Things most precious, things that are above, and things that are beneath, things that are in the earth, and upon the earth, and in heaven. Scriptures relating to the scripture chain, preparing for the second coming. Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verses 15 through 18. 15. Wherefore lift up your hearts and rejoice, and gird up your loins, and take upon you my whole armor, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day, having done all, that ye may be able to stand. 16. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, which I have sent mine angels to commit unto you. 18. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of my Spirit, which I will pour out upon you, and my word which I reveal unto you, and be agreed as touching all things whatsoever ye ask of me. And be faithful until I come, and ye shall be caught up, that where I am, ye shall be also. Amen. Doctrine and Covenants, section 43, verses 20 through 23. 20. Lift up your voices and spare not. Call upon the nations to repent, both old and young, both bond and free, saying, prepare yourselves for the great day of the Lord. 21. For if I, who am a man, do lift up my voice, and call upon you to repent, and ye hate me, what will ye say when the day cometh, when the thunder shall utter their voices from the ends of the earth, speaking to the ears of all that live, saying, repent, and prepare for the great day of the Lord. 22. Yea, and again when the lightning shall streak forth from the east unto the west, and shall utter forth her voices unto all that live, and make the ears of all tingle that hear, saying these words, repent ye, for the great day of the Lord is come. 23. And again the Lord shall utter his voice out of heaven, saying, hearken, O ye nations of the earth, and hear the words of that God who made you. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 32, 35, and 56 through 57. 32. But my disciples shall stand in holy places, and shall not be moved, but among the wicked men shall lift up their voices and curse God, and die. 35. And I said unto them, be not troubled, for when all these things shall come to pass, ye may know that the promises which have been made unto you shall be fulfilled. 56. And at that day when I shall come in my glory, shall the parable be fulfilled, which I spake concerning the 10 virgins. 57. For they that are wise, and have received the truth, and have taken the Holy Spirit for their guide, and have not been deceived, verily I say unto you, they shall not be hewn down, and cast into the fire, but shall abide the day. Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verses 22 through 23. 22. Behold, it is my will that all they who call on my name and worship me according to mine everlasting gospel should gather together and stand in holy places. 23. And prepare for the revelation which is to come, when the veil of the covering of my temple, in my tabernacle which hideth the earth, shall be taken off, and all flesh shall see me together. Doctrine and Covenants, section 133, verses 4 through 5, and verse 11. 4. Wherefore prepare ye, O my people. Sanctify yourselves. Gather ye together, O ye people of my church, upon the land of Zion, all you that have not been commanded to tarry. 5. Go ye out from Babylon, Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. 11. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour. End of the Scriptures relating to the Scripture chain preparing for the second coming. End of section 21, looking forth for the great day of the Lord to come.